Talk around the clock. And breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A 30th body has been recovered from a ferry accident off South Korea. Around 270 people unaccounted for since that ship went down, and the captain and two crew members are under arrest.
The captain was filmed at the rescue station shortly after the ferry sank on Wednesday. Prosecutors are now investigating whether his order to evacuate came too late. The rescue and recovery operation is desperate. Divers have seen bodies through the ship's windows, but are hoping that some of the more than 270 people missing, many of them school children, could still be alive. In daylight, two giant buoys mark the position of the ship, which has now slipped beneath the surface. Footage from the divers' cameras is being relayed to families packed into a gymnasium waiting for news.
Sky News correspondent Gerard Tubb. A robot submarine's making a seventh dive into the Indian Ocean, sweeping for signs of the missing Malaysian Airlines jet.
From all six missions conducted, no contacts of interest have been found to date.
Malaysia's Transportation Minister Hishamuddin Hussein says the first six missions have come up empty. The sub searching a six-mile circle around where an underwater ping was detected, believed to be from the plane's black boxes before their batteries died. Passengers and their bags rescreened after landing in Denver and taxiing to a remote part of the airport.
Delta Flight 1500 was approaching Denver from Detroit on its normal sequence. It did land safely at our airport. However, there was a potential security threat on board the aircraft.
Denver Airport spokeswoman Julie Smith, the passengers were all cleared, the plane inspected as well. We're told the flight attendant found a handwritten note mentioning a bomb. A slow-moving landslide in Jackson, Wyoming is getting worse, with a house now split in two and workers abandoning efforts to stabilize that hillside. Homes and businesses have been evacuated. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
They all should be embarrassed.
It is a real mess. What in the world was our government thinking?
The news is breaking every.
Keeping a close eye on what's going on.
Explosive story.
There was a lockdown, and a horror broke loose.
We are live.
Are these displaced people?
A desperate situation.
What are we going to tell the American people? What's going to happen there?
It sounds like war is inevitable.
Israelis want peace desperately.
Greta Van Susteren, on the ground, chasing the real story and getting the truth. Nothing gets by Greta.
On the Record, weeknights at 7 on the Fox News Channel.
Weeknights on Fox Business. They don't follow party lines. They don't accept the status quo. They don't do boring television. They are the independents breaking through the clutter with a different point of view on the day's news. From politics to pop culture, social issues to international affairs, they're calling it like it is.
Cut the nonsense.
Kennedy, Matt Welch, and Camille Foster are the independents. Weeknights at 9, only on Fox Business.
The body of a 13th Sherpa guide has been found on Mount Everest, another three still missing since an avalanche yesterday morning. The guides were preparing equipment for foreign climbers planning to make their way up the mountain next month. Pro-Russian demonstrators and so-called self-defense units who've taken over public buildings and squares in several of Ukraine's eastern cities are refusing to back down, despite warnings from Ukraine's government and an agreement at talks in Geneva, Switzerland, for them to stand down.
Self-defense units are amazed at the suggestion that they should give up. How did you make the decision without consulting the people? People in Donetsk are terrorists and bandits. The foreign minister delivered an Easter message of hope, but with the barb of an ultimatum.
After the Easter, there will be more concrete actions.
So if Geneva fails, Ukraine is set for a shift from blockades to more bloodshed.
Sky News correspondent Sam Kylie. The future of a proposed oil pipeline from Canada to Texas remains up in the air.
The State Department says everyone gets more time to review Keystone because of a court fight in Nebraska over the pipeline route. Cindy Shield with American Petroleum Institute says the continued delays means it's time for Congress to push it through.
Now they have a chance to show voters if they're ready to put that job creation, economic growth, and our country's energy security first.
Environmental groups strongly disagree.
So we're talking not just about sort of existential threat to the climate, but real threats to working farmland, to waterways.
But Ross Hammond with Friends of the Earth says this delay doesn't give him any real indication about the pipeline's future. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
People with accounts on healthcare.gov are told to change their passwords because of an internet-wide security flaw called Heartbleed. Administration officials say there's no indication the website was compromised, that this is just a precaution. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Ridge of high pressure over the Great Lakes will start to build into the region later this afternoon. A weak cold front's going to slide through the area. Bring us just some clouds this morning. Sunshine for this afternoon with our highs today in the mid-60s. Fair skies tonight, mid-40s here in the city, but around 40 in the suburbs. Tomorrow has sunshine in the forecast for Easter Sunday. Beautiful day, low 60s. Monday, sunshine continues with highs in the mid-60s. Chance of rain on Tuesday. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is David Lewis, pastor of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church. I've been excited to bring you our 60-second moments of truth during the week. The truth is important. Jesus said in John 8:32 that knowing the truth will make you free, and we'll only be able to keep our freedoms if we hold on to that which is true. The truth of God's Word is important to us at Cub Hill Church. In fact, that's all we preach. Why don't you come out and join us? We're open every Sunday. We have an adult Bible study at 10:15 a.m. and our worship service is at 11. We're located about a mile and a half north of Beltway Exit 31B, right at the corner of Harford and Cub Hill Roads. Call if you have any questions or need further directions. Our number is 410-661-9419. Again, this is David Lewis, pastor of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church and purveyor of A Moment of Truth.
Set your alarm clock to AM 680 WCBM.
Tune your first car radio button to AM 680.
Listen at work on WCBM.com.
Listen all day and all night
to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show here on April 19th, the day before Easter, the day after Good Friday, the day after the opening of the spring turkey season. And this is when most of the guys will be out there this Saturday. And there are some counties where you can hunt turkeys on Sunday. Of course, as I mentioned in the last hour, if you know, Sunday is one of the two weekend days that you have to hunt. The horse council believes that you shouldn't be allowed to do that, so they're going to start attacking Sunday hunting. They have been attacking it. They have been standing in its way for years, over a decade, but now they're going to really put a press on, because I think they realize that hunters have no advocate, no representation, no voice in Annapolis. So they will have an all-out assault, as we've covered in previous shows, coming in the 2015 session. So I'm working to try and mitigate that effect if I can, and I'll be telling you more about that as we go on. Hopefully you'll be able to join me in in that effort, and at least to the point of being informed more so and in more detail than we actually have time to do here. So, how'd you like the weather this week? We got up, was it Tuesday morning? We had snow on the in the yard and snow on the back of the truck, and so it's pretty interesting. We we saw on the Facebook page of our social media coordinator, Laura, she put on there, what season is it, you know, and she got a couple likes, and then her brother-in-law, Kevin, who's a who's a great grillmeister, let's put it that way. He quoted rabbit season, deer, you know, duck season, rabbit season, duck season. And so I thought that was pretty funny, you know. And somebody asked me if about global warming the other day, and I said, yeah, I believe in climate change. I said, I'm not sure what season we're in right now, but the climate changes every 3 months. So we call it, you know, spring, summer, winter, and fall usually. So anyway, I want to send this out to Kevin.
Season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire. Let's try that again. Okay. I'll start it this time. Right. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay. This time you'll start it. Whatever you say. Rabbit. Duck fire!
All right. Let's talk to Michael in Caroline County. Good morning, Michael. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good morning, Alan. I'd like to ask a question from you about this disparity in the trout stocking. If you look at the northern counties since April the 1st, there's been 99 stockings up north, and I can understand that their waters are much better than just the lowly Tuckahoe. But how come we can't get one more here in Caroline County?
Well, that was the question you should have asked Susan Rogers when she was on the show a couple of weeks ago and was talking about the trout stocking program.
I did call that day when she was on, but they hadn't started the real stocking by then. That was about the 12th of March.
Right, exactly. Well, I know what kind of weather you experienced up there, too. Look, yeah. I don't know the answer, Michael. Why can't you get one more stocking?
Yeah, well, you know, Garrett County's had 18, Baltimore 14, Washington 14. You know,
I'm not denying that at all, and you probably have a point. Unfortunately, you are in one of those counties that has a viable trout stream, but you have no near access to a hatchery.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that.
You know, so it's number one, it's a long trip, and number two, usually after about the first month of the season. For the hatcheries are pretty much empty, but for the expenses, what's the common term? The juice isn't quite worth the squeeze,
right?
You know,
yeah. So well, I was hoping we'd get one more here.
How many do you normally get?
Yeah,
how many does the Tuckahoe normally get?
I presumed it was at least more than one. I haven't been able to get an answer from anybody.
Right.
We thought they were going to restock about 2 weeks later, but that never happened. And
you have access to email, Michael?
The only other county with one is Harford, and I really don't know where Harford is.
Well, Harford is on this side of the bridge, right north of Baltimore County.
Right.
Northeast
anyway,
of Baltimore.
They only get one, but all the others at least get three.
Right. Well, there's not that much trout water. That's the biggest consideration.
No, I can understand that.
You know, the quality of the water, and that's, you know, and if the water tends to warm up quickly, which it can do this time of year, you know, and people turn to other things. I mean, obviously, the trout stocking is important to you in Tuckahoe, but people now are turning to other things. They're turning to the white perch, they're turning to the striped bass and that type of thing. Say that again?
Anyway, the water should still be fairly cool with this last cold snap. So,
well, again, that's something that nobody can predict.
No, I understand.
You know, you can't predict normally, or the way it's been the last several winters. You know, they've been able to get out there in January and February and do their trout stocking without too much problem. This year, that was delayed, as you heard, primarily because of the weather, the icy conditions, and things like that. The difficulty in getting the trucks too close enough to the streams, getting into the streams that were, you know, that had a lot of ice on them and that type of thing. And the stockings were delayed generally statewide, but they did get it done in time for the opening of the trout season on the last Saturday of March. the right, you know, the statewide right. opening. Now, the western side over there in Garrett and Allegheny County, I'm going to guess there have been a few delays up there. But keep in mind, those areas are, you know, in the hatchery's backyard. The hatcheries are in Washington, and Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett counties, I believe. So
yeah,
those three areas are closer for and have bigger water, better water for trout stocking.
Well, that's becoming, you know, it's hilly and mountainous, so, you know, that's perfect trout.
Perfect, you know, trout cover, sure. And then of course, all the way through Frederick County, the Catoctin Mountains, to the Baltimore area where you've got the gunpowder, where you've got the bulk of the population, and you've got the gunpowder there that it gets tremendous pressure for trout stocking, and the Patuxent.
Well, they only had 14, so.
Well, sure.
It's four less than Garrett.
Right. But if you think about it, well, yeah, I understand it's four. Michael, look at the distribution of the amount of trout streams in Maryland, and you understand why the western area gets more stockings than the central and eastern part of the state. And that's simply because there's more available water there. There's more available habitat for the trout. There's every little tributary is
What's his name? Governor called this part of the state the outhouse of Maryland.
That was, that was Governor Schaefer 30 years ago.
Schaefer, right. Yeah. You know, so maybe it's still that perception, you know.
Well, Michael.
I hope not.
Michael. I want you to understand.
Okay.
Listen, I want you to understand something.
All right.
You have tremendous fishing opportunities in your area.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're not necessarily for wild or for stock trout. You have you have the entire chop tank complex.
On the chop tank up here. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Okay. Michael?
Hello?
I'm waiting for you. I mean, every time I try to talk, you talk. So I'm waiting for you to make your point. See what I said? Thanks for the call, Michael. Hard for me to talk over somebody. I try not to do it, but, you know. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome your phone call here to talk about anything you would like to talk about. I can't, you know, here again, another issue, another controversial issue. We spent a lot of time on it. Do you have any thoughts on the General Assembly taking away the management of the white-tailed deer herd in three counties in the South? What if they do it in your area? What if they would do it to you? Where do you hunt? What would you do? What's your reaction? What's your response? I can't gauge the audience unless you tell me how you're feeling about this. I really can't. I understand. Look, it's a holiday weekend. People are gone. People are away. Turkey season. Rockfish season. But hopefully, once the podcast comes up and you start listening to that, I'll be getting some reaction, because that's what I'm looking for. Reply, response, reaction, whatever it might be, to this vital, vital blow to wildlife management here in Maryland. You know, the Department of Natural Resources is to set regulations, including seasons and bag limits. All right? The General Assembly shouldn't get involved in wildlife management, and now they are, to a big degree, in three of our southern counties, Calvert, Charles, and St. Mary's. If you're just joining us, Senate Bill 966 was just passed in this year's General Assembly. It hasn't been signed by the governor yet, but it extends the deer season in those three counties, extends it now, through the end of March for firearm season. In effect, you've got a three-month firearm season now in those three counties. Unless you have a crop damage permit or a deer management permit, you can't hunt or you can't shoot or you can't kill on Sundays, which was an amendment, by the way. So let me talk to Luther in Cambridge. Good morning, Luther. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Look.
Yeah, man.
For the last three mornings, I've seen these Three turkeys.
Yeah.
White turkey. They are pretty. Can you shoot them?
Well, are you a licensed hunter, Luther?
No, I don't do no hunting. But they are two or three targets. They are really pretty.
Yeah. So what's the question is, can you shoot them?
Yes.
And what did you say about a white turkey?
I said it's about two or three white turkeys. I feed them every morning on my way to work.
White turkeys?
Yes, sir.
Are they wild turkeys or are they domestic turkeys?
They're wild turkeys.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't want to shoot them. They're so pretty.
Oh, well.
Man, well, I ain't nowhere in the world I want to shoot them.
Well, I will tell you, if a hunter has an opportunity and the turkey is legal this time of year, which means it is a male turkey, it has a beard. That's the identifying mark. That's the key right there. The turkey has to have a beard.
I'm saying to you,
to answer your question, if it is legal, yes, it can be harvested, absolutely. White or not.
You're saying kill them pretty turkeys.
Well, you know, sure.
Oh, my God.
Sure. Yeah. I know. They're pretty.
They're really beautiful.
All right.
You don't see it, too many of them.
What, white turkeys or turkeys in general?
White turkeys.
No, you don't. Exactly.
Well, I live to all kinds of turkeys and deer there. I live on the shore.
Yeah, I understand that.
Oh, man, they're so pretty. I'll tell you the truth.
Well, is it on private property or what is it?
Private, my property.
Oh, it's on your property? Well, if you don't allow a hunter on there, then they're not going to shoot it.
Well, I don't allow no hunting.
Well, there you go.
But, you know, it's a lot of them. It's a lot of my field back there.
Yeah.
Every year, talk of willow trees.
Hear what?
Willow trees, something greens.
Yeah. That's
what. A lot of them out there, people go back there and cutting greens back there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I told them I don't want to hunt. First, I'm pretty turkey. Leave them things alone.
Well, then leave them alone. You're allowed to watch them on your own ground. That's for sure, brother.
Yes, sir. I do. I'm really beautiful.
Okay.
That's all I want to tell you.
All right, Luther. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, buddy. There he goes. I got you. Chesapeake Outdoors. They're all ready for turkey season. They've been ready for turkey season. Hunted over those AVNX decoys from Zinc Calls yesterday. Boy, they're pretty. You ought to go look at them. A little pricey. Yeah, they're not your typical plastic decoy. They are beautiful. So check that out for spring gobbler season, and you always want to have a couple decoys out there for the most part. If you need turkey ammo, they've got that too. They even got special shotguns for turkey. But right now it's fishing season too. Rockfish season comes in today. If you need rods, reels, or tackle for the bay or for the rivers or any kind of freshwater fishing, you need new lines spooled on your reel, they can do that too. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. They have a full selection of live and frozen bait. The striper lures, the bucktails and parachutes from Spankin' Stripers. They've got the big mojos in custom colors, 16, 20, 24 ounces. Bows and crossbows from major manufacturers. And, of course, the Bubba Blade knife for cleaning your catch. Route 50 East, exit 39B on Ken Island. That's Dominion Road. You'll see the sign along the road before you see the shop. It's right off of 50 there, eastbound, coming from the Bay Bridge side. 39B is the exit number. Their friendly and professional staff will help you find whatever you need for your fishing or hunting adventure. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 33rd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 2nd, Saturday, May 3rd, and Sunday, May 4th. Admission is only $8 for the weekend. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography, and sportsman's collectibles. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739.
See you at the Decoy Festival. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Drew Tignanelli of Money, Riches, and Wealth. Each Wednesday night at 6 p.m., I interview a guest on personal finances to help educate you. Listen Wednesday night at 6 p.m. to Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Filling coolers, loading up. A weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak. I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of. Big bulls, big bucks.
All right, let's talk to Steve in Charles County. Good morning, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Alan. I'm not in Charles. I'm in Carroll, but I live in Charles.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm actually working, so I'm taking a little time here.
Okay. Well, you live in Charles. That's close enough. How are we doing?
Yeah. I'm doing great. I got a couple of quick statements. Roy Dyson, I don't know what he's thinking. I know there's a big development boom in all three counties. And my only thing on this whole thing is, why are they going to take away the control from DNR, which has been managing quite nicely down there. Deer population's good. I see deer every morning. I leave for work at 2 a.m., well, 2:30. And I'm just a mile outside of Waldorf. And I come up, and there's always deer on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're thinking, either one of them, and Max should know better. I mean, I believe Max still hunts. I mean, after all, his family did founded St. Charles Sportsman's Association. The other problem down there is, there's not enough public land to hunt on. Most of it's private, and it's extremely hard to get permission down there. So I don't know where they're going to put all these people that are going to be coming in from all over to hunt for the extra 3 months at.
Well,
no idea.
Well, I understand that. Unfortunately, that's the amount of people coming to hunt is not my biggest concern. My biggest concern is that they have taken control of management from Department of Natural Resources and given it to the General Assembly in this bill.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no science behind this bill. None.
None at all.
What I will suggest is there is probably I would suggest that there may be some large donors to political campaigns that happen to be farmers who have suffered deer damage.
Either that or developers.
Or that, too. It's very possible.
I would lean heavily towards the developers.
I can tell you, I know several developers down there. These guys are hunters, and they have no interest in or concerned about deer being involved in their development. The developers are not. I don't think the developers are too much worried about deer. I really don't. Why would they be?
They shouldn't be.
Huh? No, I'm saying why wouldn't they be? Whereas a farmer has an interest. You know, farmers are farmers are heavily subsidized and heavily insured. I mean, their crops are insured. If their crop doesn't yield X amount, you know, they file a claim, they get insurance, they get subsidies, and you know, if deer are part of that, you know, it's all about yield. The more yield, the more money. So if we wipe out the biggest threat to our crops,
the deer.
We make more money.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, you know, it's pretty simple. I'm not saying that, you know, Dyson or these guys have deep pocket donors who want the deer killed. But what else would the motivation be to do this? It's certainly not to provide more recreational opportunities for hunters. Got an email from one of the listeners here just a moment ago, and they ask a very, very pointed question. I'm sorry I cannot call, but one of my issues is, who would want to field dress a deer in February and March?
Not me.
Not me either.
No way.
Nope.
And I'm not a big hunter. I haven't hunted in years because I don't have the time with the job I've got.
Well, I don't know. Then maybe that's lost on you as far as not wanting to field dress a deer.
Let's put it this way. I've never done it.
Okay, well, the whole point is lost on you.
Not really, because I've been there and seen it done.
Right.
I wouldn't want to do it in February. No way.
Why? What do you think my emailer is getting going towards?
It's too cold.
No.
It's extremely cold.
No.
Why?
No, that's not it. You've got fawns that are maturing in there. You field dress a deer, you've got fawns that are a foot long in there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a 200-day gestation cycle. If the deer are bred in November, and it's, let's see, 30 November, early November. So you got November, December, January, February. You're into March. You shoot a deer at the end of March. That's 150 days into the 200-day gestation cycle. So you're less than 2 months from delivery on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got fawns in there that are not viable, but certainly unseemly to try and field dress a deer in that situation.
And that's why
the seasons aren't extended into those. Into those seasons. That's why the season ends at the end of January.
Thus, the General Assembly may or may not have realized what they just did, and see whether.
Well, when you figure there are 188 lawmakers, the biggest caucus is the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. Of less than half the members, I think there's 80 members of the caucus who are generally friends of sportsmen on fishing and hunting issues, or sympathetic to their issues. That's less than half the General Assembly, and then of 188 legislators, I would suggest that maybe less than 10 are actually hunters.
I would probably follow you on that.
I would say less than 10. So
most of them have.
I mean, most of them represent the urban areas, you know, and the guys even in the outlying area. There's not a lot of hunters in even the caucus. So anyway, it's all difficult to understand. It's all it's all complicated. But that is why I want to try and make this less complicated. I speak pretty plainly and directly. I'm able to take complex concepts and simplify them so that most people can understand.
Well, I'm when I get home, I'm going to pull the bill up and read through it.
Senate Bill 966.
I'll remember that. All right, Alan, I'm going to let you go.
And remember to read the fiscal policy note.
I read the whole thing.
Because DNR is going to have to spend $120,000 to hire two people, buy a vehicle to get into this this training deal to train rifle shooters. So their expenditure is $120,000 out of their general fund because matching funds can't be used for this. We can't use Pittman Robertson money, the federal money that hunters and anglers pay, can't use that to pay for this program. So that's $120,000. So what other management program is going to suffer because we got to put $120,000 into this stupid program?
I can imagine Nick Fish Management.
What again?
The fisheries.
What do you mean the fisheries?
Well, it may suffer because of it.
No, fisheries and hunting. No, wildlife.
They're separate.
Okay, yeah. This is why you need to send me an email, Steve. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Oh, I knew that one.
very well.
All right. Well, you send me that email. We'll get you on the list, and we'll put anybody that wants to send me an email, we'll put you on the list to get the eventual newsletter and get you involved in what we're doing. Okay?
All right. That'll work for me. Alan, you have a great Easter.
All right, buddy.
If I don't get to work, I'll never get done early. All right.
All right. See you, Steve.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye. All right. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Was there the other day. They were all getting ready for hunting and fishing, turkey hunting season, you know, with the turkey ammo. And guys were looking at shotguns and checking them out, all the new Brownings, the Browning BPS pump shotgun in camo. Everybody likes that one for turkey hunting. It's got the bottom ejection, comes in the mossy oak camo, and they like that, the Xfinity camo. They really like that for turkey hunting, and, you know, the whole gun is camoed. It's a beautiful thing, really. And you can get one in a 10-gauge, too, so don't forget about that. The guys were looking at handguns, you know, the handguns are starting to come in. The guys are looking at self-defense. I saw one guy looking at a self-defense firearm for his home. You know, a shotgun, he was having a good time checking that out. And guys were looking at rockfish lures and getting line wound on their trolling reels and picking out trolling rods and picking out casting. I mean, it was great. It was a great day at Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They can repair your rod and reel. They have a full gunsmithing services if you need it and anything you need for fishing or hunting. They even have a fishing hotline. That hotline number is 410-247-FISH. It's a pre-recorded fishing report. Tells you where everything's biting. You'll hear Bill's voice on there, Bill Blamberg, one of the owners. And Billy has an updated report every week, 247-3474-247-FISH. And then the regular phone number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne. Website is clydesports.com.
After some morning clouds, we'll see sunshine here this afternoon with our temperatures today in the mid-60s. Fair skies tonight, mid-40s here in the city, but around 40 in the burbs. And for tomorrow, lots of sunshine in the forecast for Easter Sunday, highs in the low 60s. Richard Ubetting at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schellinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, and perennials by the pot. Bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry their proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs, too. Papa John's Farm, just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or for your church. Easter's April 20th. Mother's Day's coming soon, May 11th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schellinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573,
410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. For families with small children, the attractions of outdoor play sets are many. Kids are encouraged to spend time outdoors. It's easier for parents to watch their children, and a dedicated play space helps keep the rest of the yard neat. But there's an aesthetic drawback. Most play sets are unattractive. They're made from metal and plastic. They often come in bright primary colors. And once children outgrow the swings, the sets just become eyesores. Now some equipment companies are coming up with new ways to make play sets last longer, with options to enlarge or adapt them as children grow. Landscape designers are also making peace with them, finding ways to integrate them into backyards in ways that look more natural and seamless. One growing sector is modular play sets. The infant-toddler stage features a slide and a baby swing. Later, the parents can add a fort, a bigger slide and bigger swings. For kids older than five, there's a high tower, curvy slide, and a climbing rope ladder. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-259-MYTV.
Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12-gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son, that's 1,000 lifetimes old. We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds, where a clear head and a steady hand is all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, you'll hear that spirit say, when they cup and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
All right, we're back. Okay, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is the number to call if you'd like to comment on anything you've heard here so far. If you're upset by this new Senate Bill 966, you're certainly welcome to look that bill up on the General Assembly website. Briefly, it allows farmers or others with or other agents with crop damage permits or deer management permits, as they're called, to take deer throughout the entire deer season, starting in the archery season, with a shotgun. It also opens up St. Mary's, Charles, and Calvert counties to an additional two-month deer season, firearm season, January, February, and March, whereas, you know, there is no, other than the 2 days at the beginning of January, there's no real firearm season in January, so the bow hunters are going to be annoyed by January, February, March firearm season for deer. And then other part of that is that they're forcing the Department of Natural Resources to hire personnel and buy a vehicle to train rifle shooters to control the deer population in southern Maryland. This bill is law. This bill was passed. Senate Bill 966 has been passed. All it's waiting for now is the governor's signature. Now, there is a couple of things going on here in the fiscal note, and if you read that in association with the bill, this is the part that caught my attention. According to DNR, regulated hunting remains the most cost-effective deer population control mechanism available through most of the state. However, DNR advises that allowing three additional months of shotgun deer hunting effectively eliminates its ability to manage deer population in a scientific manner in the region. So their oversight, their biology and everything else as far as the numbers of deer and managing deer for sustainability is gone in Charles, St. Mary's, and Calvert counties now, just so you know. All right, that's enough of that. We're going to talk, and unless you'd like to call and comment, you're welcome to do so, 410-922-6680. On April 10th, there was a press gathering, I guess, a media gathering in the southern Maryland where the blue catfish and flathead catfish were discussed with the folks from the Department of Natural Resources and others were there. Blue catfish were on the menu and served. And according to our buddy Tom O'Connell, blue and flathead catfish are long-lived voracious predators. They grow to enormous size, have many offspring, and dominate other fish populations wherever they take hold. we want everyone to be aware of this significant problem and to know that it is illegal to transport these fish between bodies of water in Maryland. And this is the only way we know that most of these fish have gone from, you know, where did flathead catfish come from? Flathead catfish are not native in Maryland. Why is there a population of catfish, flathead catfish, in the Susquehanna River below the Conowingo Dam? Somebody put them in there. We're pretty sure of that. And I say we, I mean the Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service is pretty sure that somebody transported flathead catfish from another region and put them in there. And there are guys that, and I'm not picking on them, but there are guys out there that do fish in catfish tournaments. Now, these guys, you know, they'll weigh in their top three fish, top five fish at the end of the day for cash and awards. Okay? So if, you know, the catfish tournament trail, you know, it has its members going from region to region, river to river, and fishing for catfish. Who knows what they do? Who knows what they do? But why would anybody else transport, you know, catfish into areas where they're not native? You know, what happens if flathead catfish become established in the Choptank, for example? Or the Potomac, for example. They're in the Susquehanna now. Could they branch out from there? Well, they're pretty much stopped by the saltwater barrier. But that doesn't mean they can't show up in the cut across the flats and show up in the Sassafras or, you know, some of the other rivers of the upper shore. Do we really want the invasive flathead catfish in those rivers? Maybe if you fish for catfish, sure. But what if you fish for bass or striped bass or white perch? I mean, what if you fish for shad? So, you know, the public information, the notice is pretty important. So let's see what happens here. The fish people, the wholesale fish people that sell fish are coming on to learn that blue catfish are being desired. Talked to one guy from one of the larger wholesale fish companies at an event here last year. Basically said they have standing orders for 300,000 pounds of blue catfish. I think that's good. But anyway, there's no limit to the number of catfish an angler can catch and keep. The Maryland Department of the Environment advises limiting the monthly blue catfish consumption for adults to four fish under 15 inches, two between 15 and 24, or one between 24 and 30, none over 30 inches due to the possibility of chemical accumulation in these species. A lot of fat, a lot of storage of, because they're bottom feeders, a lot of storage of potential chemical contamination. The recommended monthly limit for children is four under 15 inches, one from 15 to 24, one fish every other month, 24 to 30, and none over 30 inches. To report any suspicion of illegal transport of live invasive species in Maryland, call 800-635-6124. The fine for breaking this law, removing live blue catfish or flathead catfish, is up to $1,000. Let's talk to who is that? Vincent on the Eastern Shore. Good morning.
Well, actually, I'm on my way to the Eastern Shore. I'm out of Western Maryland.
Okay.
But I put on 680 once I hit Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the tail end of your discussion about the Senate bill expanding the season or changing certain aspects of the hunting season for managing deer.
Senate Bill 966.
So maybe I didn't understand, but is this controversial? Is it something?
Is it controversial? Is it controversial? Sure. The Department of Natural Resources manages deer in Western Maryland, do they not?
They do.
They have different bag limits and things like that. They have different seasons and so forth, yes?
That's correct. And as a hunter, as a registered hunter and a law-abiding citizen, I comply with that, yes.
Okay. So if the General Assembly all of a sudden opens up deer firearm season for an additional 3 months in your county, how do you feel about that?
Let me tell you how I feel about it. In Frederick County, I can take more than 10 doe until the DNR tells me to stop bringing them in because of the overpopulation.
So what are you saying? You're in favor of that?
I'm in favor of the right so there's two parts to this. I agree with you on one thing. That is, you have to manage the population.
But whose job is that?
Well, hold on. If the DNR has, if that's under their governance, I agree with that.
Right.
Now, let's talk about something about the way the General Assembly, you know, put something, maybe there's unintended consequences here.
You think? I think there's an extremely unintended consequence.
Sorry. So, one thing.
Are you a bow hunter, by the way? Are you a bow hunter?
No, muzzle loader and firearm.
Okay.
Sorry. But all my neighbors, I mean, I live around farms, they get the crop damage permits. I can say this, that, you know, in terms of taking coyote, there's the coyote pelts.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about one bill. We're talking about Senate Bill 966, which basically takes away the management ability of the Department of Natural Resources to manage the white-tailed deer population in three counties in southern Maryland. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about shotgun shooters hunting deer for 3 months, January, February, March. The bucks have shed their antlers. The does are pregnant. That is why those seasons end. Firearm season end in December for sustainability. It's not about killing as many deer as you possibly can.
No, I understand, but this is where I was going with this. So we're probably going to come to an agreement here at some point. But
okay, let's get to it because time is ticking by.
All right. DNR should take a greater role in developing a hunter population in terms of putting this information out, in terms of training hunters, in terms of firearms, in terms of at young age, in terms of how to after you hunt a deer, what you're supposed to do in terms of field dressing and so forth. What I'm seeing is it's passed on from generation to generation, and what I'm against is just what you said. When the government or a body takes over and starts to say, well, we'll designate who gets the hunt.
Then we agree.
Who gets to do things.
All right.
So that's where I was going. I was just bringing it to a different side that these are unintended consequences. You make a great point. They don't understand the cycle of life.
Thank you. I've only been doing this 25 years.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, we're not on polar opposites. I do believe in governance, and I don't believe in a, you know, a bunch of yahoos going out there and just killing and leaving carcasses.
All right. Well, Vincent, look, we've got to move along here. I'm sorry we don't have more time for you and I to discuss this, but drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'd be glad to go back and forth with you on that, okay?
Great.
Thank you. There we go. Okay, I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop pretty quick. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Guns, fishing tackle, gun repair, rod and reel repair, live bait. 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50, east of the Bay Bridge, Exit 39B, Dominion Road. Rockfish trolling tackle. All you want. Turkey supplies, archery, guns, ammo, fishing tackle, live bait, and everything else that goes along with it, including apparel. You'll love it. Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, 39B. Phone number 410-604-2500. We'll be right back. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 33rd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 2nd, Saturday, May 3rd, and Sunday, May 4th. Admission is only $8 for the weekend. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsman's collectibles. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Let's talk to Dennis on the Eastern Shore about flathead catfish. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Hey, Alan, how you doing? I've talked to you briefly a few times over
sure.
the years. I'm a commercial fisherman.
Yep.
The flathead has been in the Cypress, the Bohemia, and probably 15, 20 miles below the Cypress.
Okay.
For years.
Okay.
For years. We've caught them for years there.
Okay.
And, they're pretty good sized fellows. They started off small, you know, I guess pound, 2 pounds. Some of them are up to 8, 10 pounds now.
Right, right.
He's a pretty aggressive fella.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They'll eat whatever they can eat. I mean, they're a top tier predator, no question about it.
Yeah, I think we're about to move our rig to the Potomac and try to get snakeheads down there for us.
Why not, man? Hey, if there's money in it, go get them.
Yeah, we're going to try to catch them. I hear some reports. Some of them are bass fishermen. They're only catching 9 snakeheads to 1 bass. So
really?
That's pretty bad.
That is bad. 9 snakeheads to 1 bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you get to see my magazine or if you go online or not, but we did it. We had a picture in the current issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly of a snakehead that almost was 20 pounds.
Yeah, well, I've seen that fella.
Yeah.
How many sport fish or good fish, he's 8 to get his size.
Yeah, what do you think? You tell me. All right. Dennis, you're a commercial waterman, huh?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, look, I appreciate your effort. I appreciate you calling in. And, you know, keep any time you see something out there and feel the need to call, please do.
Oh, we will.
All right.
We just hope that someday we all talk about how bad the pollution is in the Bay, especially off the park. We just hope that the rock don't have a failed year of spawn and everything, and even the yellow perch and white perch up there, because just the amount of stuff that's coming down there, it's overwhelmed the Bay, really. It has.
Something needs to be done. I agree with you 100%.
Oh, yeah. It just can't be one state to do it, though.
Nope. You're right. You're absolutely right. All right, Dennis.
Thank you.
There's the music. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. All right, folks. Well, you heard the show. You heard my concerns. You heard the issues. You heard some things that are going on in the area that you may not know about. We talked about foxes and flathead catfish, and we talked about blue catfish a little bit. We talked about Senate Bill 966. I'd love to hear your comments throughout the week. My email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Like us on Facebook, The Outdoorsman Radio Show. Get out, stay safe, kill turkey.
Stimulating talk around.